Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the biggest study of its kind so far, Harvard researchers say they've confirmed that the people who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, were primarily motivated by what former President Donald Trump told them. A team at the Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy manually went through 469 pages of federal court documents to come to that conclusion. Joan Donovan led that team and is research director of Harvard's Shorenstein Center. Joan, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Can you tell us more about how you went about doing the study and what you found?
So the documents are made up of evidence compiled by FBI agents. And so we felt that this was a very complete set of documents that interviewed defendants, let us know what their defense was and what they believed they were defending when they went to the Capitol. And there were 417 defendants at the time that we started the study. Now there's over 800. So unfortunately, we weren't able to finish because these charging documents do take a long time to get to the public. We're hoping that this working paper will continue and that over time we'll learn more about the different motivations of the people who went to the Capitol that day.
How explicit was it? What kind of things were people saying that made you sure they were primarily motivated by what Trump said?
There was a lot of people who said, you heard it from him, the dawn is calling us to go to the Capitol. People commenting, he said it will be wild, it's up to us to make it wild. And so you could tell that people were waiting for someone to tell them something. And when Trump called for help, that's when we saw the most violent protest in a series of protests that we had seen at other capitals after November 3rd and before January 6th.
And did the rioters have a stated goal? If they did, was it to overturn the election or was it just to do what Trump says?
It was essentially to prevent the certification of the election. And the people that were charged felt as if this was the last occasion that they would have to intervene. What's interesting, if you also look at the trajectory of all of the different lies that had been told, there was Sharpiegate, there was dead people voted, there were ballots were destroyed, there were ballots were forged. There were so many different little lies along the way that some people said, well, something must have been true in all of that. It's one thing if a bunch of people believe a lie, like the moon landing was fake, for instance. If they're not going to do anything about it, it's not as harmful as if people feel like, well, the only way to stop the theft of the 2020 election is to go to the Capitol and by any means necessary, prevent the certification of the election.
And of course, your study comes amid the ongoing work of the House January 6th committee, which is trying to show that Trump was responsible for the attack. How does your study add or inform what we're learning there as part of the hearings?
Yeah, one of the reasons why we decided to put out the working paper was because of Representative Liz Cheney's opening statement about Trump being a large motivator. We felt this was, you know, a result of the evidence that they had been collecting and the data that they had been looking at, and we had independently had evidence that confirmed that. And interestingly, way down on the list of motivating factors were things like, one, we almost had nearly the same amount of people that were interested in peaceful protest as were there for a general interest in violence. The way in which some had framed this Capitol riot as being, you know, lawlessness, you know, without any logic or organization, we were able to show that just wasn't the case, that those people who were there for chaos were a very small number compared to those who were there for very specific motivated reasons.
Do you believe your findings support a conclusion that Trump was culpable for January 6th?
What the findings show is a reflection of what's in these court documents, that many, many people went because Trump had called them to be there. Now, it becomes tricky because criminal charges would have to say that Trump also knew that he was going to send them to do some kind of lawless activity, which I think the January 6th committee did a good job of showing that all of the planners and all of the organizers knew that there was going to be a march to the Capitol. So it's my hope that anything we produce as a research team affords us more accountability for very powerful people in this world, but it remains to be seen if the DOJ is going to heed the principle that nobody should be above the law.
Joan Donovan, Research Director of Harvard's Shorenstein Center, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.